What's the best green tea for cold brewing? In this video, we're going to show you some of our best cold brewed teas and what makes them each so special. We'll start by sharing the Gyokuro Karagane, a rare stem tea from Kagoshima that's designed to be the ultimate cold brew tea for summertime. Let's get started. Okay, so what we have here is the Gyokuro Karagane from Mr. Sakamoto, and this is getting to be my favorite cold brew tea this spring and summer. So I wanted to share this with everyone today because this is really something special. I've tried many different types of teas as a cold brew, and so far this is definitely my favorite, although I do also have some honorable mentions here that we're going to talk about in a second. But because the weather's getting much warmer, I thought I'd take the opportunity to give you kind of a cold brew refresher course and show you what I've been drinking personally lately. So this is a stem tea. It's a shaded stem tea, so there's two main types of stem teas. There's Kukicha and Karagane. Kukicha is kind of like your more general, typical stem tea made with the stems and leaves of a normal tea plant. And Karagane is kind of like your premium stem tea. So this is made from shaded tea plants. So tea plants used to make Gyokuro, tea plants used to make matcha, kabuse sencha, etc. This tea in particular is made from the Gyokuro plant. So that's why it's called the Gyokuro Karagane. It's made by Mr. Sakamoto, who's the talented Gyokuro farmer that we work with. And this is really kind of striking that balance between these kind of more savory, sweet flavors, and then also kind of that a little bit more mild, slightly kind of hay or straw note. And that'll make a little bit more sense in a few minutes when I explain it to you. But basically, I've been cold brewing Gyokuro tea for a long time, and Gyokuro, as you may be familiar with, is my personal favorite tea. I drink it every day. And as a cold brew, when you kind of leave the leaves sitting in the water for a long period of time, you're really going to get a rich flavor if you prepare it with a high leaf-to-water ratio like I did here. And it's nice, but it tends to be a bit heavy, so it's not exactly what you want if you kind of want a light, refreshing green tea in a summer afternoon or something like that. So Karagane really strikes that balance because, as you can see here, it's a mix of these shaded tea leaves and these light, almost yellow tea stems. So the stems really kind of make the flavor much more mild, much more palatable, much more drinkable. So this is a much lighter tea, even though it's very sweet because it gets the sweetness from the tea leaves. It becomes very mild with the addition of the stems. So this is something that I really could drink all day. And the caffeine content is much lower because of the stems. Stems contain, I think, a third the caffeine as the leaves, based on what I've read. And this really helps reduce your overall caffeine intake throughout the day, which for me means that I can drink a lot more and I can drink it later into the day, which is nice. So what I did here is I put about 5 grams, maybe a little bit more, leaves into this cup, and I filled it with about 200 milliliters of water. And I let this brew for about 3 hours. That's usually the sweet spot, at least for me. I find that 1 hour isn't quite enough, and if I brew it overnight, it's just a little bit too strong. So 3 hours is kind of perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, and I actually leave this in the fridge so it's nice and cold. Go ahead and strain this out. And it's still pretty early on in the day, so what I can do is I can fill this back up with water and brew it again. But you see, it's got this really nice cloudy yellow color, which is a good sign for me. When I'm looking for a cold brew, I really want to see this nice cloudy color. It usually tells me that the tea is very sweet. Yeah, that's so good. It's very light, it's very fruity. It has a little hint of that umami flavor that you would get from a Gyokuro, but it's not overpowering. Like I said before, that umami flavor, it's really good when you have like a nice hot tea in the morning, but when you get into the afternoon on like a hot summer day, you really kind of want something a little bit lighter, a little bit easier to drink. And so you kind of get a little bit of that straw note coming from the stems, and this makes the tea just so nice and mild and something that you really want to drink all day. Yeah, so it's fruity, it's a little bit citrusy, it's like, I almost feel like it's got a hint of this strawberry, you know, this kind of like fruity, citrusy note. On the vegetal side, it's got a little hint of cucumber, I would say, but overall, it's not too potent, if that's the right word. It's very good. And the finish is very long, too. It's kind of got, yeah, that kind of straw or hay note comes out in the finish. So this has really been my go-to tea for the summertime, over the springtime, and I wanted to share it with everyone because it really is, in my opinion, one of the best cold brew teas. But I wanted to share some others with you, so I have a few here that I can share. This one, let's start with this one. This is kind of like our classic cold brewed Sencha. This is a tea I met with the farmers a few years ago, Sato, in Shizuoka, toward the facility and the fields, and got to see this tea being made. And this is really kind of our classic Sencha tea. So this tea works really well as a cold brew. When you cold brew the tea, you know, like I mentioned with this one, some of the fruity notes start to come out. Here you get a little bit more of this kind of melon sweetness, maybe a little bit of the strawberry sweetness. And here it's a little bit more tropical. You kind of get these lychee berry notes, which is really nice. And even if you smell the aroma of the leaves, sometimes you can get kind of that kind of tart berry aroma coming off the leaves, which is really nice. The second one we have is the Murasaki Sencha. So this is another deep steam tea, and this one is coming to us from Kagoshima. So Kagoshima is in the far south of Japan. It's on the southernmost island of Kyushu, southernmost main island of Kyushu, and this one is from Shizuoka. So this is really central Japan, and this is more southern Japan. And what these two teas have in common is that they're deep steam teas. So they're actually steamed for a longer time. And during that longer steaming process, the kind of cell membranes of the tea leaf are broken down. The tea breaks off into these smaller pieces because they become more brittle. And what happens is the tea kind of releases more of its essence into the water. So you get these kind of cloudy green infusions when you hot brew the tea, but also when you cold brew the tea. So we find that these deep steam teas or fukumushi teas, they work really well as a cold brew because you really get that that rich flavor. Sometimes cold brew teas don't have quite enough flavor. And that's not a problem with the Fukumushi Sencha because the tea really releases this kind of this powerful cloudy green infusion, and it also extracts a lot of the fruitiness from the leaves. So that's really nice. Speaking of that, a more extreme version is actually this tea right here. So this is the Shizuku Sencha, and it's made using a mix of Sencha leaves and matcha powder. So when you brew the tea, the matcha powder releases into the water and it creates this really, really dark green infusion. Like I said before, the problem with a lot of cold brew teas is they don't have enough flavor when you just use cold water, but that's not a problem here because you get that matcha powder releasing into the first infusion, and it's super flavorful, a little bit fruity, and it's just delicious. So today we're doing the Gyokuro Karagane cold brew, but in the future we're going to cold brew these different teas and see which one that we like the most. So perhaps next time we'll do the Yamagano Sato or the Shizuku Sencha. And we'll cold brew those teas. Maybe we'll compare hot brew versus cold brew and see which one we like more. And then maybe at the end we'll compare all these different teas and see which one really is the best cold brew. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope to do a lot more of these cold brew videos now that it's getting pretty warm out. And as you know, we like to enjoy tea hot in the wintertime and then both hot and cold in the summertime. So thank you all so much for tuning in. If you have any questions about cold brewing tea or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. And if you'd like to cold brew your own tea, please feel free to visit our website, neoteas.com, and pick up some Karagane Gyokuro, Gyokuro Karagane, or some Shizuku Sencha, or some Yamagano Sato. So these are the three that I would really recommend the most, but we'll be trying them out in the future. So we'll see you next time.